going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm just going to read you the very beginning. The Steelers have been discussing a new contract with outside linebacker T.J. Watt with the expectation they will come to some agreement with the four-time All-Pro and former NFL Defensive Player of the Year before the start of the regular season, sources have told the Post-Gazette. I would imagine that's Art Rooney II directly. I cannot literally imagine it's anybody else. I think this is the kind of negotiation Art would get involved in personally because it is one of the biggest names on the entire roster, probably the biggest name on the entire roster since Aaron Rodgers technically is not on the roster yet. You will recall that the last time the two sides were at loggerheads on a contract, Watt heroically practically broke down the door like Kool-Aid Man to Art Rooney's office and said, "Damn it, let me sign. This is ridiculous." Rah! So Art's probably involved. Jerry goes on to write, however, that doesn't mean there might not be some resistance and not so minor stumbling blocks along the way, and for good reason. Goes on to cite Garrett getting 4 years, $160 million on an extension with $124 million guaranteed, and Metcalf coming here for five and $150 with $60 guaranteed, which is technically the largest contract by actual total value, that $150 number that the franchise has ever given out. He said, probably change the calculus for what? I don't know where I stand relative to the populace on this one. I don't actually have a gauge of how popular my side of this is. Maybe we're going to be able to find that out over the next 25, 30 minutes together. If TJ Watt wants a market value deal, I think he's well within his rights as a player to ask for that. Say, hey, look at all I've done. My worst season that I'm coming off of right now was still 11 and a half sacks. I am still one of the premier players in the league. Jerry points this out, and I suspect in his story, and I suspect Watt would say the same thing. If something like salary arbitration existed in the NFL, Watt would probably get at or what Garrett got. Like if it went that way, if you were comparing him to his peers, he would get very similar numbers to Garrett. I don't think the Steelers should be giving should be in the TJ Watt for $40 million in multiple years worth of guaranteed money business. Sorry. It's not even a dig at Watt. It's a matter of bad timing for TJ Watt for sure. He wants a new deal. His brother said they should have given him a new deal. They should have changed their rules. It would have been cheaper for them. This would have been a better situation for the Steelers had they just gotten this done. The player can say, hey, I'm one of the best in the league at what I do. Come on, make me an offer I can't refuse. You're running a business here. The Cam Hayward situation seemed to get kind of acrimonious as much as it was capable of doing, and he is getting far less money and asking for far less money than Watt was getting. It was about, half the money, right? Hayward wanted maybe at max about, $20 million? I'm doing back of the napkin off the top of my head kind of numbers here. Hayward wanted half of what Watt wants, reportedly. And I think you can kind of make a reasonable presumption that he wants a dollar or two more than Myles Garrett got because he feels he's better than him. Hayward is coming off, relatively speaking, now this happened after he got the deal done, a better year than TJ Watt. Donnie, do you disagree at all that just period, not even like pound for pound or based on expectations, would you agree Cam Hayward was their best and most consistent defensive player last year?
Yeah, no question.
First team All-Pro, ageless wonder stuff, like just continues to turn a resume that had no business being close to the Hall of Fame when he hit 30 into a Hall of Fame-looking one well into his mid to late 30s. Like, that's how it's gone for Cam Hayward. He continues to turn back the clock. Got no problem with the player here. Player is largely very good to great. I mean, sometimes truly spectacular. My one issue would be he taps himself out of a lot of big moments when he determines that he does not have enough energy to give a true TJ Watt effort on a play, where I might say at that point, learn to pace yourself, my friend. They could probably use you out there in the last 3 minutes of a game rather than you tapping your helmet because you've just spent the entire gas tank. What is, if you're the Steelers, the benefit in being in the, we're going to pay an edge rusher huge money even though he's never been part of a literal playoff win business? What does that confer to you? So I don't think anything. By the way, my mistake here, 50-minute mark on the fan, Donnie, whoopsie, is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 Peters Township. That was 15 minutes ago. That's on old Mulsey. So was the weather, by the way. Whoopsie again. I got so fired up about this Watt stuff, I forgot what really matters here, which is telling people that it's an actual freaking sunny day out for once and it's like 75 degrees. Call the church. It's a miracle. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. You know what? They're not actually the cause of it, but I think we should all thank Myers Law Group a little bit for finally giving us a sunny day. They had been on a bad streak of weather. You know, the weather's attached to their name. Oh, yeah, you got another one. It's like 58 degrees. Yeah, it feels like it's early April. You're not wearing shorts, though, like you would be in early April.
And now they're hitting us hard.
Now they are.
Better fire the AC up
now,
this week.
Now they're saying, those windows you had open because it was good sleeping weather, shut those bad boys and fire that thing up because you're about to roast. Right into it. Anyway, the Watt thing, I'm going to say this. To whatever extent, like, we're not all robot fans, we want to see certain people who we feel mean more to the franchise, even if they're not, like, big playoff winners. Maybe you feel like TJ Watt just embodies what it means to be a Steeler, in your own personal opinion out there. Johnny or Jane Steeler fan listening to me right now. We all want to see, for different reasons, certain players kind of get their have their cake and eat it too. I feel that way about Hayward. To me, Hayward of this era, the last, you know, really the post-Ben era especially, but I think he's embodied it since the day he came in the league. To me, that's a Pittsburgh Steeler. Blood, guts, like true max effort, trying to play through multiple major injuries, setting a certain example, conducting himself a certain way. All this stuff we want to believe about how the Steelers do it differently, produce different players, that it's all different. I think Hayward embodies that. So that's why I'll probably err on the side of wanting to see Cam Hayward get his when it comes to a contract. I don't not feel that way about TJ Watt. He's the best over the long term, the best Steelers defensive player I would say I've seen, because Rod Woodson, I didn't see all of it. Like, Rod was probably the best of the bunch, but I functionally saw like 5 years of his career, 4 years of his career. In terms of true longevity from what I've seen, I don't think anybody's done it better. Certainly nobody's done it better at outside linebacker. He's had monster seasons. He's absolutely, though, made the turn onto the back nine here, and he might be on the 13th or 14th hole. And what's weird about this, or like, I know, Donnie, you do the same thing I do. What's sort of an interesting bit here from Jerry, we know who Jerry knows. We know who Jerry talks to. We know that sometimes, like, when Jerry writes something, you can read between the lines and assume that that's how the team might feel about it. And I think Jerry wrote this kind of even-handedly. I think he tries to strike a balance between, hey, TJ Watt should want what he wants if Garrett got what he got. Right? Like, he's trying to take the player's side. He pointed out, though, and I know you saw this, he writes, how far are the Steelers willing to go and for how long? And then just starts rattling off all-time great pass rushers whose careers took a significant dive after they hit 30. DeMarcus Ware, Khalil Mack. Well, Khalil Mack's actually the opposite of this, excuse me. DeMarcus Ware, though, drops basically in half his sack totals. Von Miller's sack totals go in half. Khalil Mack is somebody who did some great work in 2023 at 32. But the point here is, like, TJ Watt's coming off his least productive season at a position where we see even the all-time greats slow down pretty abruptly. It's not quite the wide receiver hits 30 and hits a cliff, or running back hits 27 and suddenly doesn't work anymore. But Jerry's in there, and I cannot help but think that that part of what he wrote today, Don, is him saying, like, him presenting kind of the Steelers side of this. You want $40 million? That's nice. Like, you're not worth that, and we don't think you're going to be worth that moving forward.
I think something else that is fair to note here, because the comparisons always get drawn between Garrett and Watt, and we know, I think it was Kabali that was on a couple months ago now, after the Garrett deal got signed, and we got the peace sign post from Watt.
Yep.
And he said it's one simple thing. He wants, even if it's by 1 cent, he wants more money than Myles Garrett. I think it is fair to point out that Watt is a full year plus older than Myles Garrett, too.
Of course it's fair. Of course that's relevant.
Garrett won't turn 30 until basically the end of this season, right before New Year's, and Watt will turn 31 about midway through the season, a little bit ahead of midway through the season. October 11th, he'll be 31 years old. And I know we've made the comparisons to his brother at times about when he started to shut down, that they're not quite built the same. They don't play the same position.
Brother's pec muscle kept ripping off of his chest, basically.
But another thing,
it's kind of a problem.
When you draw the comparison between Watt and Garrett, Watt has been dinged up more than Myles Garrett over the course of time. Like,
Watt also, I'll say this for Garrett, and I know people don't want to hear it, but now it's like, odd, paradoxically, Donnie, I think like people really don't want, seemingly have Watt's side in this as much as I thought they would. Maybe I'm wrong. 412-928-9370. Garrett gets triple teamed almost every play. Watt gets a lot of chips, obviously, because you still single up on him. It's hard to block him. Garrett almost every single play is getting a comical amount of attention. They don't even let Trent Williams, when he was at his peak in San Francisco and they played, they didn't even let Trent Williams go one-on-one with him. So, like, there's also a resource allocation thing here. By the way, a tweeter said, Troy Polamalu, best Steelers defensive player of your generation.
That's my pick.
Yeah, I kind of just, like, had a mental block there. Yes, it's Troy. The person who wrote that in on Twitter, Lurs, I believe. Just good old Lurs. Yes, I screwed that up. He's better than Watt. Sorry. Best edge rusher I've seen, for sure, wear a Steelers uniform. You're right, though, about the years on this. He's a year older. It's different. Garrett's been banged up less. I think people rallied to T.J. Watt's side when it was Myles Garrett versus T.J. Watt, defensive player of the year, who should get it. How do you feel about what Watt wants? If he wants exactly what Myles Garrett got, plus a couple dollars extra to make sure he's number one, do you want the Steelers to give it to him? I don't.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.